there. My name is Dina Schools, and this is So This Is Me Trying Podcast, where I tackle all those tough questions like which Star Wars movie is the best, and what is your favorite cheese, and would you let a vampire turn you? I also tackle some tougher topics like anxiety and depression, motherhood, what it's like to work in the medical field during the pandemic, and maybe spill the tea every now and then. So grab a drink and enjoy the ride. This is So This Is Me Trying Podcast. Hey friends, it's me, Dina Schools, and this is So This Is Me Trying. It's been a minute since I've recorded anything. But just got some things to talk about. I feel like got some things that I want to get off my chest. We're tabling it this morning. We're eating breakfast. So you're going to hear some babies in the background. You're going to hear some real life. Yep. Some VLIPPI living.
We're calling our lives right now.
Yeah. So we got on the topic. So we're just going to dive into it. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about. So first off, our first conversation that we were talking about was Pete Davidson's leaving SNL.
Yeah.
And John asked me how I felt about that. And I was like, I'm very disappointed in him. And the reasoning why John goes, well, what do you think he's going to do now? And I said, be Kim Kardashian's little bitch.
So it's going to require a drug test.
Yeah. And
he's kind of good at SNL.
I thought he was great on SNL. I mean, that's...
No, he has it good at
Yeah,
SNL.
He does have it good at SNL.
Sometimes he sucks at SNL.
Yeah.
But he has it good at SNL. He's, like, literally Laura Michaels' bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like Laura Michaels will...
Yeah,
take care of you.
I think I'm disappointed that he's leaving SNL. I mean, I get it. Everybody hits their ceiling, and you get to that point where you're like, okay... Like, I'm ready to do something else, so I get that. But I feel like Kim Kardashian probably influenced a lot more of that than...
Yeah.
And, like, his look has changed.
Has it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him.
Like, he's...
He's wearing trash bags and...
He's just looking... I don't know. He just looks like Kim Kardashian is telling him what to wear and how to do his hair and putting makeup on him. And, like, you know, doing all this stuff. I don't know if she's, like... he's a project for her, and it's almost kind of like, what was that movie? Not Never Been Kissed, but the other one with Rachel Lee Cook in it, where she kind of plays like the nerd, and then they kind of like, it's like a rags to riches. Kissed?
That's with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Is it Never Been Kissed?
I think it is Never Been Kissed.
I don't know. I can't remember. The one with Rachel Lee Cook in it, where she plays the nerd, and then she gets all glammed up, and then she becomes the hot girl. That's kind of feel like that's where that's what's happening to Pete Davidson, is that he was the ugly, goofy kid.
Yeah, but he was like, I mean, he held his own in the date world.
He was Ariana Grande, but that was cute. Like, that to me, like, I thought it was, I liked him with Ariana Grande.
He's super small, he's super big and weird looking.
But see, I like Ariana Grande, because I feel like she's...
size proportionate, Kim and...
I can't with the Kardashian. Skeet. That's his new name. Yeah, that's how you feel about it, huh, buddy? But then John proceeded to ask me how I felt about Courtney and Travis. And it's probably going to be unpopular opinion at this point now, but I don't like them together anymore. They're just fucking annoying. Like, how many times do we have to see them with their, like, fucking tongues down each other's throat?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's gross.
Not only that is, I feel like she kind of turned Travis super weird. I know he was, like, semi-weird to begin with, but he went all the way weird.
Yeah.
And you never go all the way weird.
You know? I don't know. I thought it was cute in the beginning, but now I'm like, all right, you guys are fucking annoying. Like, I mean, it's just... I'm over it. Like, just over it. It's too, like, like, the way that it's all being, like...
Publicized.
Publicized, and, like, the staged photos, and... now they're all in Italy because I guess the big wedding's happening in Italy. And they're all doing like this weird Romeo and Juliet shit with like their like what they're wearing. Like she came out wearing a black veil with like Mother Teresa stitched into lingerie. You know what I mean? Like it just, it's to me, it's just so. It's just Idiocracy at its finest. Yeah. That's just how I feel. I'm like, all right, like enough of the Kim Kardashian, the Kardashian fucking dumbass parade. Like I'm over them. Yeah. Like I'm done with them.
Travis Barker's smart.
Yeah, I'm just.
Pete Davis is smart.
I'm just over all of it. All of it.
The Kardashians are watering down the world.
They get on my nerves. They just pluck my damn nerves. But speaking of SNL, we went and saw John Mulaney last night.
Oh, yeah.
And that was brilliant.
He was brilliant.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I wasn't 100% familiar with all of his stand-up, but I kind of went into it a little bit more blindly. I knew who John Mulaney was. I knew he was funny. And I knew his backstory about rehab and his drug use and pretty much of a wild white boy in the city. It's like the classic white guy with money who just gets coked out all the time and, you know.
Just going through some things.
But, you know, he came out and, you know, he discussed a lot of that. And it was, I mean, it just made me, like, fall in love with him. Because it was just so, like.
It was genuine.
It was genuine, but it was fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of the shit that he was saying and how he was acting. Like when they proceeded to get him intervene him and he had this intervention and it's pretty fucking funny. It was hilarious. Oh. Like just
if they're coming to a city near you.
I would highly recommend going to see him. He's awesome. I don't want to give away anything because you know we weren't allowed to have our cell phones. They made us put our cell phones in these bags like.
Yeah.
And magnetic, like, we couldn't even open them. Like, I was like, shit, well, what if something happens to our kids?
Yeah.
I guess you gotta run out there and be like, open it!
Yeah.
My God.
Start opening my teeth.
Yeah. But, so that was a lot of fun, and we, went out to dinner beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Freemason Abbey.
Delicious.
I picked the wrong thing. Which seems to happen sometimes. And I think, like,
got what you got.
Yeah, like, I always do that. Okay, so John and I have been together for, like, going on 8 years. We've been together. We've been married 5 years. And, or going on 5 years. And John always picks something better than me. And I should learn at this point that, like, whatever he's getting is what I'm going to ultimately want.
Because
I'll end up picking from him. And then, like, not really being into what I got. And I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, oh, that sounds good. And then I got it. And I was like, it was just kind of bland.
Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed. I should have got something with seafood in it. I've learned my lesson. Like, anything with seafood in it, I'm probably going to enjoy it much better. Seafood and pasta
is delicious.
Seafood and pasta. I'm probably going to like it. Right, buddy? Yeah. Yeah. We have our toddler with us.
Go.
You saying hi to everybody? Say hi, world.
Meow.
We have our special guest today, Finn Schools. You got some things you want to talk about? Yeah. Who's your favorite person right now?
Whoa.
In the toddler world, who's kicking it right now? Who's killing it? Blimpy, right? How do you spell Blimpy?
Go.
Go. B-L-I-P-P-I, Blimpy.
Whoa.
All right. Yeah, any parents out there, our whole world right now is nothing but Blimpy.
We have to
watch Blimpy from the time we wake up to the time we fall asleep. It's Blimpy everything. He will spell Blimpy. He'll make a spell Blimpy. He'll go to the refrigerator. And take his little magnetic words and what he thinks is Blimpy.
It's like 30 characters.
And then you go, Libby. B-L-I-P-P-I. Like, yeah, baby, that's it. Right there. All 20 of them. That's how you, right? That's you. Right? That's you. Yep. P-P-I.
That's me.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. No, don't do that.
Hello.
Hello. Say hello, world. See, I'm on Mommy's podcast.
Yeah. What do you got to say?
Because he loves this shirt. So I got this shirt from Walmart like last year, and it was after the Tiger King.
Yep.
And I don't know, this company put Tiger out King some cool cats and kittens, and it's pretty much all like different types of, it's got tigers and lions, house cats,
and cheetahs, yeah, every cat.
Our son's like obsessed with cats, so every time he sees me, he'll go meow, meow,
and you go meow.
Yeah, yep, meow. Yep. You can't see it, but he's pointing to my shirt right now.
Meow, meow,
yep. Mommy's got Kiki's on her shirt.
Meow, meow.
Like every meow. No, he keeps wanting to end it. But yeah. So well, life updates, I guess. Life update section. We don't have all the special sound effects, so or maybe special segments that's not in the budget for.
No,
I don't have a soundboard. So, but yeah, life updates. You know, some of you may or may not know. Like the last couple months have been kind of rough.
Oh.
The beginning of this year has been kind of. A bit of a roller coaster, struggling with anxiety, and then COVID, and then my dad got COVID, and unfortunately passed away from it, so that was a hard bit. We're still going, you know, still in that, but you know, as time goes on and you know, things feel better, but yeah, my anxiety kind of got really out of hand. So on a serious note, you know, you know, just with managing my anxiety, it was I kind of had needed to have an intervention, and get some help. So, you know, started taking some medicine on the reg to manage my anxiety. And honestly, it's probably one of the best decisions I ever made, because I'm finally starting to feel like myself again.
You need something to balance you out.
Yeah. And I've been going to therapy every week, and that's, you know, so... You know, I don't want to go too heavy into it because I've got like a whole thing that I actually really wanted to talk about, but
that's it.
That's kind of it. Yeah. Like if you know, don't be afraid to ask for help, and it, you know, it's okay to be, it's okay to take medication to feel better. It's okay not to be okay. And it's okay to take medication. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make you any less of a human being or weak or crazy or whatever it is that you're telling yourself.
People who take dick pills.
You know who's weak? Pete Davidson.
Hey, Pete Davidson. Fuck your life. Bing bang.
I don't know. This is like my hatred for him is just growing more and more. I like want to give him a chance, and then
I liked him, and then I'm slowly disliking him. Next thing you know, he's gonna start drinking like a rich homeless person.
Yeah.
We wear bags to symbolize the environment.
Yeah. Weird shit, dude. I can't get down with it. Can't get down.
Remember we saw those Yeezys? That's super weird.
Dumb.
Oh my
like,
god.
Like, you're gonna spend how much on those? Like, I can go to Walmart and get some damn sandals that look just like that.
Some chunky...
Weird. All they wear was, like, some weird form of Crocs.
Yeah, but with, like, a sandal.
Yeah.
Super weird.
It's so weird. No. Anyway... Yeah.
California for you.
It's the Californians for you. Just out there being wacky.
Not all the California.
Wacky in California.
Just LA.
So what else has been going on? So what have we... All right, so we've watched some TV shows. Oh, so we're gonna pop culture recap. So new music that came out that I'm a big fan of. Maggie Rogers. Killing it with her new stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down, if you haven't checked out Maggie Rogers or know who Maggie Rogers is, I highly recommend her. Florence and the Machine, Dance Fever, fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So good. Absolutely love that album. Harry Styles' new album is really good. not to blow up my teenager spot, but we like it. He doesn't want you to know.
I just know that.
But my teenager
I just know it's the dude
style.
With the hair.
What else have we? TV shows. The new season of Russian Doll killed it.
Yeah, that
killed
was really
it.
Good.
We watched it all in an afternoon.
Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. Yeah, the first season was great. One. Second season's brilliant. I love Natasha.
I think that's going to be the last one, right? That's the last season? I feel like, where do you go from there?
I think there's going to be a third season. Because they got to finish out the story.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, if you never watched Russian Doll, I highly recommend it. Because
really
it's
good.
Fucking hilarious. And I love Natasha so much. She's so awesome. And it's kind of funny how things come full circle. Because when we were talking about John Mulaney, apparently she was part of his intervention. And he did, a spot-on impression of her.
Yeah, it was really good.
Hey, we could just walk around New York, chain-smoking cigarettes together, okay? you got this weird thing going on, man.
I wonder if she actually does chain smoke. She does.
She reminds me of she's just got this old Jewish soul to her.
Yeah.
I love her. Like, hands down, she's one of my favorite actors, actresses, and comedians. What else have we watched?
Of course, you got the Anna Delvey story.
Yeah, we already covered that.
Didn't we?
There was something else that I watched that was really good. I finished it all in a day. Can't remember. Started watching The Time Traveler's Wife on HBO Max. That's good. They're only doing an episode a week, so I haven't watched the first episode. So far, it's so good.
Okay.
New Ghost Adventures came out with a new series called House Calls.
That was really good.
Pretty cool. Yeah. We've gotten into that. That's new. Yeah, went and saw the new Batman. That was cool.
I still haven't watched that.
New Downton Abbey's coming out.
That came out this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Haven't seen it yet. Wanted to see it.
The Stranger Things comes out this week, doesn't it?
Stranger Things comes out.
This week?
Yeah.
Friday?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's exciting. That's my memory. There's something else that I watched that was really good.
Euphoria?
No, I already covered Euphoria. There's something else that I watched. Can't remember.
Yeah.
It'll come to me.
It'll come.
But yeah, so some new things have been going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh yeah, I mean, life stuff. Got a new job. I'll be starting that.
It's better.
Next week, so I'm excited for that.
It's better than the current job.
So I'll be parting ways with my.
Current
employer, current affiliation. I still can't get over John Mulaney. I thought it was. And it's funny because I won tickets. So little backstory: I won tickets to see John Mulaney from a local radio station here in Hampton Roads.
94.9
The Point. Shout out Mike and Wu in the morning. Those are my people.
Mike and Wu.
It's kind of like a little special thing with me and Mel because I have to drive him out to Suffolk every day for school and. We listen to Mike and Wu in the morning.
Yep.
And I've been trying to win tickets. I was trying to win tickets for Backstreet Boys, and I couldn't get through. And I just had dropped Morgan off, and we were joking around with it. I said, "Mommy's gonna try to go see John Mulaney," and he got out of the car. He's like, "All right, love you, bye." And as soon as I pulled out of his parking lot and got back on the interstate, they had picked up and. I was super stoked on life. I was on the radio with them for a long time. They're wonderful people.
So you need to know my wife is a minor celebrity.
They have. but yeah, it was cool. It was cool to be on the radio with them, and we talked about some heavier things. They could be pretty goofy and silly, but they were doing a questions from the universe, so it was fun. It was awesome. So, but anyway, they ended up giving me tickets to go see John Mulaney, and it was perfect. So,
we really appreciate that.
So, we're just kind of hello. Is there anything? Oh yeah, Kiki's.
There's a goddamn cat in her yard too. Give me a little Charlie out.
Charlie out. She's a vicious cat. Cat killer.
Yeah.
Wants to be a cat killer.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Our dog. She's got a thing against cats. She's not a big fan of cats.
She's got a vendetta against them.
She got bit by a kitten one time, and I thought she was going to kill the kitten.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I had to literally save the kitten from her, because I thought for sure she was going to kill it. But, yeah, so what else has been going on? I don't know. School's out for summer for Mo, so we're going into summer mode.
New job. I think that's really about it.
Yeah. I haven't really done too much with the house.
No.
We cleaned up the front. We're doing some outside stuff now.
We put a flower bed in.
Yeah. Put a flower bed in.
And then we just gotta put another one in on the other side.
And
I wanna fix that hole underneath the porch first.
But yeah, so we're just kind of getting through it, right?
That's it.
Right? Bop, 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 bop. Hopefully we might be able to take a little vacation this summer.
Hello.
Hello. But yeah. Yeah, fuck Pete Davidson. I'm mad he's... I don't know. Like, it's not like I watch Saturday Night Live religiously every week, but like...
I like to catch the ones that...
I just think it's a dumb career move, because I'm like, well, what are you going to do? You're just going to be Kim Kardashian's bitch now? Like, that's all... You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I think he's going to go either into fashion or movies or make the transition that
way. I don't know. But there was another funny thing, again, about John Mulaney, is he brought up Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
And Pete Davidson was like, they're going to blame me for this. He's like, yeah.
No, of course not. What would give you that idea? Yeah.
But highly recommend checking out John Mulaney, as one of his stand-ups on Netflix or wherever you can find him. And if he comes to your area, I definitely recommend going and seeing him, because that was probably one of the best. That was like my first, like...
There's nothing to compare it to.
First, like, real...
But it's pretty good.
Yeah, like, comedian show that I've gone to. And we're, like, I'm huge fans of Joe Coy. So, like, that's, you know, Joe Coy, Christy Ely, all those guys, those are all my favorites. So, been, you know, wanting to see somebody live for a while. So, mm-hmm. It was cool to see John Mulaney. So, yes. I was super stoked. It was awesome. Yeah. We're gonna go play in the pool today.
Yeah.
Get some sun. You wanna say bye? Say bye bye.
Say bye bye.
Alright, well, this is just a little tidbit. So, got some new stuff coming.
Little nature nug.
Then a little nug. Little info nug.
Info nug.
Little check in. A little hello. A little.
Hello.
A little.
Popping in.
Popping in. A little diary entry.
Mm-hmm.
A little tidbit. A little... Okay. Well, I was just getting the signal that somebody needs to go. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Check me out on Twitter, Instagram, here at Anchor, Spotify.
Everywhere.
Apple Podcast.
Everywhere that podcasts are sold.
All those fun places. If you want to stay in contact me, you know, DM me on Twitter or Instagram. And stay tuned. Got some stuff coming. Finally back in a good headspace.
Mm-hmm.
Got some time on my hands. Hopefully. We'll see. You know, life.
Maybe. We'll
see. Like I said, I never make any promises I can't keep. But just wanted to tell you guys hello, tell you I love you, and keep listening, because I got some stuff coming up. So I hope you guys have a great week. And we'll talk soon. Bye!
This is me trying.
Bye. Bye. Bye.